It's The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. Listen up, mutt owners and mongrel appreciators, because now you too can have a taste of that blue ribbon, just like the owners of Beatrice and Christopher Guest's comedy about a purebred dog competition, Best in Show.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want more than anything in the world? You want the big blue ribbon? Uh-huh, that's what you want. You want red? No, you don't want red. You want yellow? No, you don't want yellow. You want to go home with the blue. What do you see in front of me? What do you see in front of me? You see a big blue ribbon. It's right here in front of you. You want it? You come and you grab it. You get it!
That mutt could get the blue because the Westminster Dog Kennel Show has announced they are opening up the doors to mixed breeds. Well, at least one door. Mutts, actually known as All-American Dogs, will be allowed to compete in the Westminster Show Agility Championship. They will not be able to take home the much-esteemed Best of Show Award. To find out why, I talked to David Fry, the club spokesperson. He told me this morning that back in the early days, mutts were allowed to compete at Westminster.
In the early years, in the 1870s, we had a few nondescript dogs that were entered and described in the catalog as various ways as a cross between a couple of breeds, or we had one dog that was, I think, described as being a three-legged dog, but no reference to its breed at all. So we have had mixed breeds, but it's been well over 100 years, and when the AKC came along and started making rules about dog shows, that pretty much took them out of our picture. Now, in agility, where mixed breed dogs can compete, we are able to bring mixed breed dogs, they're called All-American Dogs in agility, to Westminster. So we're very excited about it.
David, why did they make the change in this one category to include mutts?
A couple of different reasons. One is just the fact that we had a whole bunch of space. We moved our day judging for the breeds for Westminster from Madison Square Garden up the road a little bit on the Upper West Side of in New York City to Pier 92 and 94. We have over 200,000 square feet of space, so we said, let's do something. And knowing how popular agility is and that it really is the fastest growing and most popular segment of AKC events, we thought agility would be great for everybody, and we went into it knowing full well that there would be a great response for us being able to bring non-purebred dogs into our family. So we're excited about that.
Okay, well, people who own the mutts are probably pretty excited they can be in the agility competition, but why not Best of Show? Why are they kept out of that?
Well, you know, the dog shows are judged by judges who compare dogs to a written standard that describes the ideal specimen of the breed, and that includes characteristics like size and coat type and eye shape and things. We wouldn't have a way to write a standard for somebody to judge a breed, to judge a mixed breed, because there is no standard. They're all different and wonderful in their own ways. So the next best thing is to have them there in agility, which is a great fun sport for both the dog and the people.
Have you gotten a lot of interest from mutt owners?
Huge interest. You know, they have to, it's an entry process, and it's a qualified level of involvement from dogs that are master, hold master agility titles or excellent agility titles. So these are all dogs that have been competing for quite a while in the sport. So we had 563 submissions for the 225 slots, and from that we got 16 All-American dogs, the mixed breed dogs that are entered in the agility trial.
And have you gotten any pushback from people who feel Westminster will be sullied by including non-purebred dogs?
None at all. I mean, we always talk about Westminster really being a celebration of the dog in our lives, and this is our way to expand that. And all the people involved at Westminster are excited about it, and judging from the public response that we've heard as well, everybody else thinks it's a pretty good idea, too.
What's going to mean if a mutt wins the agility contest at Westminster?
That'll be great fun. It'll show that they have every bit as much talent as purebred dogs, and we've never said that they didn't. It's just a question of what the rules are that we have to compete under. We're grateful and lucky that we have this opportunity to include them in what we do, because we do love them all.
That's David Fry with the Westminster Kennel Club, where they're going to be allowing mutts into the agility category. This is The Record on KUOW.